Hey, what up? It's your girl, Corinne. On today's episode, why protesters were arrested for using sidewalk chalk. Teachers are afraid to go to school but are deciding to go outside, some without masks, for protests. Okay. And of course, at the end, I'm going to do some fun celebrity gossip and some news that I am excited about, like how not to get a hangover after drinking tequila. It's Cut to Corinne.
Who the is Corinne?
Wait, I have listeners? This is real?
God, yeah.
Cut to Corinne.
I just speak the truth. What would you want me to say?
Well, I would have preferred that you said nothing at all.
Doesn't even sound like English. Cut to Corinne.
Do not be ratchet.
I think you're hilarious.
It's Cut to Corinne. I don't even know what that means. Why did we name my show that again?
So this story came out earlier in the week, and I really wanted to talk about it, and I'm still fuming, so let's discuss. Pro-life organization Students for Life, what they do every single Saturday is they go in front of a Planned Parenthood, because Saturdays are when abortions are usually taking place at Planned Parenthood, and they sit outside and they do sidewalk counseling to help any woman in need. Instead of getting the abortion, they are there to show support and to help out and, you know, just tell them, hey, we can do whatever you need. Like, whatever you want, whatever you need, we'll provide for you, we'll help you. How can we help you keep this baby? That's what they do every Saturday. This is not a normal, unusual, out of the blue. This is what they do. And I've been there, sidewalk counseling, so I know that it's very peaceful and there's no issues and no one's screaming, especially from Students for Life, like, the devil is going to come after you if you kill your baby. Like, they don't do that stuff. I've seen people do that. We don't associate ourselves with those people. Those people are just out of this realm, this world. They're just aggressive, and no woman is going to decide, oh, I'm not going to have an abortion today because the guy over there with the sign saying the devil is going to kill me if I have my abortion. Like, no. But this day, this particular day, Saturday, they decided we're going to not only go in sidewalk counsel, but we want to write Black Preborn Lives Matter, because the mayor of DC said that now they can have the freedom of expression on the streets after she put Black Lives Matter painted that huge mural in DC. So the leaders of Students for Life asked to get a permit. They were told to use paint that's not permanent. So the police ended up showing up and told them they could not proceed. So instead, some people from the pro-life organization took sidewalk chalk and put pre-born Black Lives Matter. And as they were doing that, the police said, you need to stop. You are defacing private property. I didn't know a sidewalk was private property. Like, the whole point of us being able to sidewalk counsel is because the sidewalk is public property. So Planned Parenthood can't call the cops on us to arrest us for being on their private property. But I guess I'm wrong. I don't know. Not the point. If it's the law where they cannot write with sidewalk chalk on that sidewalk or any sidewalk in DC, then arresting them is the law. You have to arrest them. I'm going to agree with the police. If that's the law, fine. What bothers me is the hypocrisy. You're going to arrest someone for using sidewalk chalk, which erases in water with the rain, but you're not going to arrest these crazy rioters who are burning cities down, who are defacing statues, who are spray painting buildings left and right, putting nasty things on there that I can't even repeat. You're not going to arrest them. And you're not going to denounce them either, Democrats in Congress and in Senate. Again, I'm just mad about the hypocrisy. I really don't care if you are pro-choice, pro-life. Whatever your views are, that's you, boo-boo. But it's not fair because you don't agree with my view that I can't put on the street like everybody else their opinions. Like I said, the mayor of DC literally said that people can now express their views with art in the city. So why is this any different? Because she doesn't agree with these views? So Students for Life is taking action. They have attorneys set up. This was an infringement on their First Amendment rights, and it was just seriously biased. It's ridiculous. How are you going to say this is not clear viewpoint discrimination? Okay, now going on to opening up schools and teachers being terrified of getting COVID-19 and bringing it back to their families, or parents are nervous that their kids are going to bring it back from school and bring it back home. Well, this is what I don't understand. If y'all are afraid, okay, rightfully so. It's terrifying. I get it. My daughter's in daycare right now, and I get nervous that she's going to bring it back home because a lot of kids are asymptomatic, and you really don't even know that they have it because they don't have crazy symptoms. So, yeah, it's scary. But then, why do I see teachers outside protesting, saying they don't want to go back to school, some wearing masks, some not wearing masks, they're definitely not 6 feet apart, and they're screaming that they don't want to go back to school because they're terrified to go back to school? Does that not look crazy to anybody else? Also, I know teachers personally. These teachers are hanging out with their friends, no masks, partying, drinking, having a grand old time. You're terrified to go back to school, but you're out and about with all of your friends and you don't know if they have it or not. You think it when you go into Walmart, you're not gonna catch it? You don't think when you're next to Joe Smo at Walmart and he probably hasn't washed his hands for like 20 million days and he keeps picking his butt and he touches the same keys that you do at the cash register? You don't think you're gonna catch it then? You know, you go to the gas station and you touch things. You don't think when you take your kids out? You know how many parents I've seen with their kids out at birthday parties? How many kids are around other kids right now? People don't want to stay home. People don't want to be locked up anymore. They don't. So kids are playing with other kids and they're like, oh, Susie, does your kid have corona? No? Okay, cool. Do you have corona? No? Cool. And then they all hang out. But you have no idea who they've hung out with, where they've been, what they've been doing. So they could have it and not show any symptoms right now. This is just pure hypocrisy. It's annoying. And then people are like, oh, we shouldn't be giving all of this money to the schools. Like in the sense of cleaning the schools and doing all this extra stuff to keep it safe for the kids. Instead, we should be giving that money to the kids for computers to take home with them. You think every kid is going to take a computer home and actually go on there and do it? I know I wouldn't. Like, come on. And then on top of it, like, you're asking me as a single mom now to go above and beyond and not go to work and stay at home with my kid and be a teacher and make sure that they're on their computer and make sure that they're doing all of their assignments. This is bullshit. Why are you still getting paid to be a teacher, but I'm going to be doing all the work as a mom and I'm not getting paid and I'm still home and I'm still unemployed? You've got to be kidding me. No, I think kids should go back to school. I'm not a scientist. I'm not Bill Nye the Science Guy. But if you are someone that stays at home, doesn't leave the house, does Amazon pickup or Walmart, whatever the hell that stuff is called, and you don't ever leave the house and you're quarantining this entire time, then yeah, I get you're nervous to leave the house. You don't want to go into the schools. I get it. But if you are a teacher that's partying, you are a teacher that's going out to restaurants, if you are a teacher that's protesting, if your kids are out hanging out with their friends, if your kids are going out shopping with you or to other places, don't tell me kids can't go back to school. This is just only going to affect the kids. And I feel like adults are being extremely selfish right now. So let's get on to the less serious stuff, shall we? Let's laugh a little. Let's do it. Megan Fox. Oh my gosh, her and Megan Kelly. Ah! Megan Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly, MGK, the Bay of all bays. Just kidding. I loved him though ever since he was on Netflix acting. What was it? Cool. Yep, moving on. So Megan Kelly, oh my God, again, Corinne. So Megan Fox posted a picture of Machine Gun Kelly and called him an achingly beautiful boy. I don't know why you decided to use boy. Why would you ever call him a boy? That means he's immature, he's young, and that's creepy. Also, I didn't know they were dating. I thought they were just friends, but I am so out there. So I guess her baby daddy was super upset over this because he trolled her hard by posting pictures of his three sons with Megan, calling them achingly beautiful boys. Boom! Boom! It was hilarious. Megan has not commented. Nobody's commented, but I'm sure Machine Gun Kelly will do a stupid, huge rap song like, yo, you just mad because I'm her boy and you're a lot bigger than me and you can beat me up. Yeah, her ex is fine as all hell. Why would you go to Machine Gun Kelly? What a downgrade. Selena Gomez, I'm so excited for this. She just put out the trailer for the HBO Max cooking show. It's called Selena Plus Chef. It looks adorable, and I love me some Selena Gomez. She, like, messes up a bunch. I love it because it's so relatable because I can't cook for She puts things on fire. Her family tries it and it's disgusting. I'm really excited for that. Also, one last thing. In light of the outbreaks, the MLB has released new rules prohibiting the players from leaving their hotels without permission. And they can't sit next to each other on buses. And they can't face each other while eating in the same room. Well, y'all make millions, so I think y'all will be okay. Oh, one last thing on alcohol news. Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most. Vodka drinkers are most likely to get naked in public, also to get a tattoo while drinking vodka, and you're most likely to set something on fire while drinking tequila. Tequila also causes the worst hangovers. That's it for Cut to Corinne. Thank you for listening. And always, like I say, like, subscribe, follow me, and go to my podcast wherever it is, which is like Apple, Google, Spotify is everywhere, and give us 5 stars, please, and write a review and show some love. All right. Mwah. Thanks for watching and listening.